Midnight Indulgence by Sipho Mandra, narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom: Kino Nani Tabeta? What did you eat yesterday? Pairing: Kake Shiro, Yabuki Kenji. The first time Shiro invites Kenji over, he panics. Outwardly, of course, he retains the air of cool confidence that has all of his co-workers fooled as he talks another client out of their firmly held but legally indefensible belief that they can dictate exactly when and at what setting their neighbor can use their air conditioner. Inwardly, his thoughts are a cage of agitated hamsters. Ought he to have asked Kenji out to a bar instead? Or a restaurant? Should he have asked him out at all? He suppresses an impulse to ring the man and cancel, and instead picks up his briefcase. Time to go. He likes Kenji. His ease and enthusiasm, not to mention the open appreciation in his gaze. Shiro has, after all, worked hard to look this good. It shouldn't be this difficult. Besides, if he canceled, he'd have to find another hairstylist. Making the lasagna calms him down somewhat, although a few hamsters are still scurrying. Is it fancy enough? What if Kenji doesn't like cheese? He pulls the baked chicken from the oven, its crust now toasted golden brown, and sets it on the small table as the doorbell chimes. It's just a meal, he tells himself, and he goes to answer. Kenji hands him a pint of vanilla Häagen-Dazs and kisses him on the cheek, his breath warm and his cologne spicy. Hey, that smells amazing. I can't wait. The ice cream chills Shiro's fingers. He should put it away. Instead, suddenly calm and certain, he reaches over to slide one finger along Kenji's jawline. Kenji's gaze flicks back from the laden table to meet Shiro's, a little startled. Shiro kisses him on the mouth, hot and sweet. Kenji chuckles deep in his throat and kisses him back, his tongue sliding against Shiro's in an intimate promise. They break off before the lasagna begins to cool. The delay has allowed the salad's flavors to meld harmoniously. By mutual agreement, they postpone dessert, but when Kenji leaves their bed around midnight, Shiro lying on one side, naked and pleasantly sated, it's not the ice cream he comes back with, but the remainder of the baguette and the cod roe dip that Shiro had covered and put back in the fridge. He nudges Shiro over and sits down cross-legged next to him. Shiro props himself up on one elbow. It's got a lot of sour cream, Shiro warns. Kenji tears off a piece of the baguette and drags it through the dip, piling it up. He swallows it, his throat working, and then pulls off another chunk, adding dip and holding it out to Shiro. This stuff is fantastic. Kenji wipes at his lip with his free hand. Go on. Shiro knows exactly how good it tastes. He made it, after all. But I made it for you, he is about to say, when he realizes that isn't entirely true. That's why inviting Kenji over for a meal that he'd cooked himself, was the right thing to do, regardless of his qualms. He'd wanted to share something deeper than the glossy surface he'd created. And Kenji had recognized this and offered it back to him. Shiro shifts, leaning forward slightly, and Kenji obligingly holds the bread closer. Shiro takes a lick, feeling the salt of the roe dissolving into the lingering creaminess, underscored by the bright tang of lemon juice. He hears Kenji's breath hitch. Delicious. Shiro sets his teeth against the baguette crust, biting through the resistance, and swallows his second bite. Kenji's gaze is intent. If Shiro is going to indulge, he might as well go all the way. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.